was young, you know, the records that were in our house were all my dad's record collection. And he liked old folk music, old country music, you know, old blues music, you know, pre-war stuff, I guess. But he had a lot of, you know, just a very diverse collection of old records. And so when I was a kid, I heard Lead Belly, I heard Woody Guthrie, I heard old Jimmy Rogers, you know, Carter Family on one end of the house. And then my sister would listen to, you know, Grateful Dead records and Rolling Stones, Beatles, whatever. I really was attracted the most to old blues records. And that's what I wanted to play. That's all I wanted to play. And that kind of music really, really just like lit a fire in me that nothing else ever did.
You're a self-taught guitar player, but I would think that would have been for your heroes. Everyone was self-taught.
Yeah, I imagine. I mean, I don't know if there is such a thing as self-taught. I mean, it's in one sense, you know, when I was real young and I was trying to learn how to play, I was being taught kind of by records, you know, and listening to those records. And you know, you get neighbors that know a thing or two that would show you how to, you know, tune the thing or show you a little trick here and there. Because, you know, you're always going to have influences and teachers. And then when I got to see people play like Spider John Kerner, you know, the first time I got to see him play, it was a revelation to me to see, you know, how to do certain things. Someone else was doing them, you know, so definitely I was taught by all those experiences.
Let's talk a little bit about the instrumentation that you use when you perform. And so you're using, you know, two different types of guitars and a banjo as well, and playing them in a particular style. And you say that, you know, you don't actually play banjo claw hammer style, and you don't play scrug style, which is probably what most people are most familiar with.
I'm influenced by, you know, guys like Doc Boggs, Gus Cannon, you know, who approached the banjo in a pretty unique way. You know, Gus Cannon would play it on his lap with a slide for certain songs, you know, and upright for others. And Doc Boggs played the banjo like it was a blues guitar most of the time. I've always been a fan of bluegrass banjo, but I've never had a real interest in playing it, I guess. And even my banjo is fretless and open back, so it's definitely not a bluegrass instrument.
If we say you're playing a primitive form of American music, I think sometimes people would say primitive is simple, and I don't think that is a very good descriptor of the music that you play. And there's so much going on, even though it's just you, in terms of rhythm and percussion, even though it's you and one stringed instrument. So talk a little bit about you know, your experience with the complexities of recreating and then making your own this old style of music.
This music is simple. I mean, in certain songs there are no chord changes. You know, on the other hand, you know, if you're playing by yourself and you're going to play a song that doesn't have any chord changes in it, you know, you do need to figure out how to fill in the holes. At least keep your own interest.
New to this market, but you're certainly not new to performing. And 12 full-length albums at this point, and tours around the world. So tell us a little bit about, you know, those experiences. I also saw that you performed at the Kennedy Center. That's that video's online. And so you played in almost every kind of venue, I'm sure.
Yeah, I've been extremely lucky. I haven't held a job in over 10 years now. And just spent my time, you know, raising kids at home and you know, driving around playing shows and, you know, just feel really grateful to be able to do it.
All these old ladies come in here and buy cheap wine. Ain't no better than all these bums come in here and buy cheap wine. Leaning against the counter on a gloomy day, snow falling, clear the sidewalks in the entryway for all the old folks, and the bums and the hustlers and the rude kids. I can't stand the sight of any of them. I wish I could sell this place. I wish I could buy a boat and just float.
and I are probably roughly the same age. You know, we grew up in an era when sort of music was separated into these categories of black, white, country, rock, and sort of nice to see maybe with the digital revolution some of that sort of fading away again.
Yeah, I think it's good to have it fade away, because I'm more excited about the idea that music is music than I am about the idea of what kind of music I play, you know, because I'd like to just, you know, play music and not have to worry about fitting into a category, you know, or even having to have those categories. But it's restrictive, you know, because I have met a lot of people who say, well, you know, white guy can't play blues music. And I'm like, well, that, you know, that I don't really, you know, I'm standing on some pretty big shoulders playing the kind of music that I do, but, you know, the shoulders that I'm standing on are all different kinds of colors and shapes and sizes and sexes, you know, from Memphis Minnie, who was one of the best blues guitar players to walk the face of the earth and was a black woman, you know, to Spider John Kerner, who's, you know, a skinny white guy from the north. And you know, those shoulders are all different kinds that I'm standing on, and I owe debts to all of them kind of equally. And so I respect that, you know, that idea that there's a component there, but I also kind of mistrust it a little bit, because, you know, people are eligible to have experiences no matter what they look like, you know, and sometimes good and sometimes bad. I've been pretty lucky to have mostly good experiences.